This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Wednesday, May 31st. Australia's pension age will rise to 67 on July 1, and research has found it needs to increase further, but experts warn it should be a gradual climb spanning decades. A new report by Macquarie University's Business School says Australia's pension system will require a pension age of 70 to be sustainable amid a fast-growing group of very old retirees. However, it says the higher pension age of 70 shouldn't be introduced until 2050, following a rise to 68 by 2030 and 69 by 2036. The report's suggested timeframe is much slower than an abandoned Liberal government plan to reach a pension age of 70 by 2035, which faced stiff public opposition. The four First Nations families involved in the Hawthorne racism saga are destined for the Australian Human Rights Commission after the AFL's independent investigation was wound up on Tuesday. The league's panel was terminated with the consent of the complainants, with no charges to be made as a result of the independent investigation. However, the four families are almost certain to join the two other families in pursuing a hearing in the Human Rights Commission. That will involve compulsory mediation between the families, and senior coaches Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and former Hawthorn staff member Jason Burt, who have all denied any wrongdoing. And if conciliation can't be reached, a hearing will be held in the federal court. A court's heard wife killer Chris Dawson allegedly engaged in sexual activity with a teenage student in a pool while his twin brother was at the other end with another young girl. The former teacher and rugby league player is standing trial in the New South Wales District Court on allegations he had a sexual affair with one of his pupils. The 74-year-old has pleaded not guilty to one count of carnal knowledge relating to alleged sexual activities with a teenage girl in the second half of 1980. He pleaded not guilty yesterday, with his barrister telling the court it's not in dispute they engaged in sexual activity. However, the timing of the first encounter will be the central issue during the two-week trial. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Sky-high power prices are set to be pushed ever higher, with one of Queensland's biggest power generators remaining offline for longer. The federal government is scrambling to get more generators and storage online before peak summer demand, following CS Energy's announcement yesterday that its coal-fired power generators won't be fully operational until mid-next year. The Australian energy market operator is modelling what impact the delay will have on power reliability ahead of summer. State and federal governments will be keen to avoid a repeat of the June 2022 energy crisis, which saw record wholesale electricity prices, frequent threats of blackouts, and the regulator's unprecedented intervention in the energy market. And one of New South Wales' greatest fullbacks says rookie Queensland number one, Reece Walsh, is an all-or-nothing player the Blues must go after in tonight's State of Origin clash at Adelaide Oval. Anthony Minicello has called on Nathan Cleary to punish the 20-year-old Origin debutant, who's been in great form for the Broncos, yet has only played 49 NRL games. His selection for the Maroons was polarising because they overlooked Kalen Ponga, who was instrumental in Queensland winning last year's series. And we'll have another update for your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.